Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Secret societies and secret groups that have secret rules, you can't tell about it. Nobody can know about it. The only good thing about them is when you get to find out their secret rules and go, that's dumb, yeah, or that's a good idea. Other than that, it's just playing dress up like a child when you're an adult.
And paying for friends.
We're a secret society. Come and meet me inside my pine tree I hollowed out. And that's something we had when we were a kid. It's a clubhouse. Yeah. There's rules.
And those rules, though, are almost always dumb. You know, it's not like the first rule of Fight Club, you don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah,
it's like, he who enters first into room has to then kiss the leaves of the plant. And, you know, you go, what the hell are you talking about?
Right?
This is dumb.
They have secret handshakes. That's cool.
When
you're 10. Yeah,
elaborate handshakes are so much fun.
Steve, what would you have thought if you were, how old were you when you started with us? Like 29?
Yeah,
28? So, 28. If when you started, like on your first day, I pulled you aside and said, hey, we could never tell you when you were just running the board and you're with, you know, with the hawk and everything. But now that you're in our inner circle, this is our secret handshake. You'd have been like, I've made a huge mistake, right?
I would have thought it was awesome.
Really?
Yes.
I wish I'd have done it so that only you believed it then. Oh. Next time.
I felt so bad. I was in Kappa Delta and I got kicked out, booted. So when I was in there, they showed us a secret handshake. And so for the 2 years I was loud in the sorority, I wasn't supposed to show anybody. Mm-hmm. And then like 10 years later, I'm hanging out with my friend who also got kicked out of the sorority, and her older sister, who went to a totally different school, was in a sorority as well, totally different one. And we were like, hey, show us your secret handshake. Because Kappa Delta, it's not like a secret handshake. It's a secret sign. I think it's actually like, if I remember, it's like the shocker up around your heart.
Yeah.
Or like the okay sign up around your heart, which is kind of racist now. So like, you can't really do the symbol. And we were talking about it. We were kind of laughing. And her sister was like, I can't tell y'all that. It's a secret. And I'm like, you're 28 now. Who cares?
Yeah. It's not a code for life.
Yeah.
It's not real world.
And then
not a thing.
Yeah, she wouldn't show me. And I'm like, I just showed you ours. And I was like, it's not special. And she's like, it is special. And I'm like, you had a totally different experience.
You should have never told me, because now I could go to some college campus and show them the sign and get in and have a julep.
Pretend to be a KD. Okay, well, cool. But yeah, she would not show me.
I used to love that. Was one of my favorite things, was trying to talk frat guys into giving me their secret handshake.
Yeah,
I don't
do
know
it.
Why. That was my favorite thing. Now, if you were in a frat and you loved it, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm not in college anymore and don't have some silly rivalry with someone that is in something different than me. But back at it, there was a time where I'd have been like, you're an idiot. Paid for your friends.
Well, that remains true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're still paying for your friends.
Following a certain
set of rules that are silly.
If you have a set of rules for whatever organization you're in, it doesn't have to be secretive, like, you know, the
Stonecutters.
What's the Knights? Not the Knights of Columbus. That's not a secretive group, though. They do have.
No, I'll bet they have plenty of secretive things.
Gosh.
But sororities.
Masons. That's the one.
Yeah.
Illuminati. I don't know. Are you a member of the Illuminati? If so, raise your hand. That's probably not going to work out.
Remember when we really talked about joining the Masons?
Oh,
when
I considered it.
Like Philadelphia. There was one time you and I drove down. We were driving to Lexington, Kentucky, and mm-hmm. we had driven by that big Freemasons building through, like, near Dayton.
In Cincinnati.
It was Cincinnati?
Yep.
Okay. I was going to say, I knew it was along I-75.
If you're driving south
like,
on I-75, it's on
cool
the
building.
West side.
Like,
gorgeous.
I want to join just so I can go into that building and check it out and find out what's in the catacombs.
Yeah. And then I got back here, and my therapist is in the Masons building here.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and I'm like, where are the secrets? I'm like, this is just really old wood that's not updated.
That's the one where they wear the red hat with the tassel on it.
Those
are
the
Shriners.
I'm sure they wear
a fez. Yeah.
They wear a red fez, yeah.
Are they veterans or something?
Like, Masons?
Like, why are they cool?
I don't know that
they
are.
Because they're Masons.
They like bricks.
I don't have any idea.
That's where it started.
See, we don't know.
I don't know.
Call us and tell us your secret.
The reason I wanted to join was because I wanted to know the answer to those questions. And then, like you said earlier about your kickball league, where you never sign up for extracurricular activities because you don't really want to do it.
Yeah, weekly meetings.
That's what I realized.
I'll join the Masons if their meetings are at noon on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Masons, rope us in. Move it to noon on a 11:30 on a Tuesday.
11:30 on a Tuesday.
Not a very fun secretive time, though.
That half hour is a deal breaker.
I feel like it has to be at 2 a.m. or something. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you get me at 11:30, I'm in. 12 o'clock.
At noon, filled with regret
and remorse.
All right, well, so there was that Bama Rush documentary that came out on Netflix. Has anyone watched it?
I've only watched the clips I've seen on social media.
So this was.
I heard people were expecting it to be like a takedown of sorority life. I'm not sure who was thinking that, but it's definitely. Yeah. I read that it's definitely not that. It's more of just reality TV.
Yeah.
So it's a documentary about what it's like to try and join a sorority, specifically at Alabama.
And then once you join it, the rules you have to abide by, which is what this clip is.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
Okay. You ready for these rules?
I am. I can't wait.
Yes.
We are not allowed to drink in our letters whatsoever.
That was a rule in Kappa Delta. Yep.
Meaning like the Greek letters. If you have those on, you can't drink.
You had your Greek jerseys and anything that said Kappa Delta on it. So even if it wasn't a jersey, if it was like a Rush Day t-shirt or, you know, a little like party t-shirt, no matter what, you're not allowed to.
You're representing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not much different than like the military or a police officer or something. Like there's certain things you can't do while in uniform.
Right.
So that makes Okay, sure.
Side note about the Masons. Two notes from listeners about Masons. Okay. One, mostly they do charity work now, but they do have secrets. And then this one, my boss is a Mason and he won't tell me the secrets. It makes me so GD mad. He's a nerd who only joined for the sword.
Get him drunk.
Wait, you get a sword?
Come back in. Have that meeting at noon. I'll come.
Are ladies allowed in this club?
No. No. It's called the Freemasons, not the Equitable Masons.
They're not the Masonettes.
Well, there's about to be a secret club, and we're going to have a secret handshake.
Yeah, you have, like, Mary Kay and stuff. Go do that.
Yeah, you guys got Avon.
You know, all those things for ladies from 1978 and 83.
Yeah, I mean, if I want a hairbrush that's shaped like a baseball bat, I'll talk to you.
Shaped like a baseball bat.
I have one.
I was going to say, that's something your mom got you from Avon at some point.
Absolutely.
That did not happen by accident. All right, so don't drink with the
hairbrush.
I don't think in any of the sorority houses you can have alcohol. Why is that? It must be a Panhellenic rule because fraternities are always allowed. And it's the amount of alcohol in the houses is disgusting.
It's so the girls have to go where the boys are to drink. It's it's probably institutionalized of paternal order.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Another rule that I just thought was really dumb, no wet hair in the house.
What?
The first floor.
No wet hair in the house on the first floor. So that doesn't mean like on the ground. It means they can't come downstairs if their hair is wet.
Which is weird. We didn't have a house because our campus was small, our school was. But we did have fraternity houses they weren't allowed to live in. So they were like empty cabins you just went to party in. But sororities had sorority halls in the dorms. And there were three girl dorms, three girl sorority, white girl sororities. Mm-hmm. And they all... We were allowed to have alcohol on campus if you were 21 and up, except for on the sorority halls and any specific athlete halls. Mm-hmm. But that just kind of depended on the sport and the coach rule.
Yeah.
Same rules. Guys could have as much liquor or beer in their houses, cabins as they wanted, but we were not allowed near it.
Apparently the Shriners are an offshoot of the Freemasons. Freemasons have a women's division called the Eastern Stars. I don't know if it's actually like a women's division, but it's a similar thing.
Do they get swords too? Does everybody get swords if you're a Mason?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the only reason
I'm
joining.
I just want to know your secrets. Like, if anybody wants to tell their secrets, text us. I like it.
Well, I have someone texted. I am in the Masons, and these are the main three things we do.
Okay.
The main secrets?
I'm going to give this person, like, 60 seconds to write and say, hey, I'm going to get in trouble. You can't share this. I haven't said where they live or anything, but just in case. I want to give them a chance to retract this because I don't want to get them in trouble.
If you don't say their name or where they're from, and are you withholding secrets now because you know them, free beer?
Are you a secret?
You
Eastern...
found out this.
No, but I feel like I'm in and it's fun to keep people out of the news.
That's not nice. Mm. I'm sharing my sorority secrets.
I'm going to share
them. Ask me anything.
Unless he tells me not to. 5, 4. I don't think I can read it. I think it'd be inappropriate. I think this person's putting themselves.
Why?
At
you're
some
not
level
telling
of risk.
Who they are. What level?
You're not
of risk?
A Mason.
It's Terry from the 617.
That's a lie. Oh, nobody's named Terry.
Oh, Terry.
But no if there was a Terry,
it was a lie.
If there was a Terry, yeah, they'd no be one a would Mason.
Oh no, Mason.
Whatever. All right. This started because we were talking about the rules for the sororities that they're sharing, like no wet hair on the first floor at the University of Alabama.
I still don't understand that.
You don't want to look unkempt.
Yeah, yeah. They just want to make sure everyone looks put together in case there are any visitors in the parlor.
Oh, because the visitors wouldn't be on the second floor, obviously.
Absolutely. You know it is.
All right. No retraction from the Mason. Here you go.
Okay.
I am in the Masons. These are the three things we do. There's more, but these are the main three. One, hang out with 90-year-old men. Two, eat Salisbury steak dinners a lot.
Oh, Kelly would love it.
And three, vote on whether or not to pay the electric bill. Spoiler alert, we always do. That's it. That's what we do.
I need more.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those aren't smart.
It's not like the good old times, you know.
There's another group called the Odd Fellows.
I've heard of the Odd Fellows. Right?
What do they do?
They just wear weird looking hats and walk backward.
Okay. Just got this. For those of us who live where we do, my stepfather-in-law is a Freemason and runs the library in the basement of the Masonic Temple on Fulton. You can visit free of charge. It's fascinating.
I bet it is.
I doubt that he'd love to talk Freemasonry with all of you.
Okay.
He's done TED Talks and has a YouTube series.
Ooh. Oh.
Says he has a great voice for radio. We're going to get this Freemason on. It's going to be like, no.
I don't really want to get him on, but I would like to go look at this stuff.
I'll be honest. When I realized that the Masonic Temple also had an escape room in it, it was a little underwhelming.
What if it was run by the Masons and no one ever got out? Now
oh,
back in.
Oh, man, yeah.
Or they got out, but you didn't know how.
I bet if you don't get out in time, you fall into a pit of asps.
What is an asp?
It's like a snake,
right? Okay. All right, let's go back to the rules of the sororities. They were no drinking with your letters on so far.
Right.
No
wet hair on the first floor.
Right.
In case a boy comes over.
Well, no.
No alcohol in your sorority house.
Right.
And of course, let's not forget in Pennsylvania, they don't have sorority houses because if you have more than three women living together because of an archaic law, it's considered a house of ill repute. So like whenever I go to Penn State to do a game and you've got all these massive fraternity houses and then there are no sorority houses because they can't all live together because they might turn into, you know, secret prostitutes.
Well, yeah, they'd be school, hookers. Yeah.
My school couldn't have fraternity or sorority houses either.
Really?
I mean, there were, but they weren't officially, like, they couldn't have the Greek letters out on the front of the house or anything like that.
I see. That makes sense. I guess. I don't know why.
I'm sure it goes back to some hazing
that they had
probably.
Like they cared about.
Yeah, ours weren't houses either. They were allowed to have their letters, but the Kappa Alpha kids, who were the rich white kids, they had a little cabin. Theta Chi had an empty barn, and Teak had, like, it probably used to be an Advanced Auto Parts or something that moved into a bigger building. And so the Teaks partied in that.
Yeah, like, yeah, a little bit of a smaller university college. Yeah.
Sorority's not allowed.
You guys want to party in the oil change bay tonight?
Yeah.
This text from Nashville. Wet hair is the sexiest thing ever. These women are crazy. This one. I have three cousins who are daughters of the Freemasons. My grandpa was a Freemason, and they did some special stuff at his funeral and wore some stupid toga dresses thing all over their clothes for it. Seemed pretty stupid to me.
Everybody knows somebody who's in this club, but nobody knows anything about
it. Yeah, nobody's sharing
secrets. It makes me want to know more.
At least these girls are sharing secrets.
Right?
Let's infiltrate.
All right, back to the rules.
Okay. All right. Let's just roll it from the top.
We are not allowed to drink in our letters whatsoever. I don't think in any of the sorority houses you can have alcohol. Why is that? It must be a Pan-Atlantic rule because fraternities are always allowed. And it's the amount of alcohol in the house is disgusting. Another rule that I just thought was really dumb, no wet hair in the house on the first floor. I know there was one house that my roommate was in freshman year. She told me that they literally could not leave the dorm unless they had two out of three done, which was either you had to have your hair done, makeup done, or outfit on.
Hair done, makeup done, or outfit on. So you have to have two of the three done in order to leave the house.
Wow. Okay, so makeup and outfit, but your hair is a mess? Like, why don't you just say you have to be dressed?
Yeah, look somewhat presentable.
Yeah, I don't really. But,
I know that sounds kind of stupid, but I'm kind of applying that rule to my day today because I don't have on makeup. And I thought if I'm not going to wear makeup to work, I should at least have a cute outfit and curl my hair.
So you wore your mushroom shirt?
Yeah. So,
yeah, Steve, this is really cute.
And your hair's curled?
Oh. It is. This is devastating.
I Thought you came straight from kickball.
Yeah, I just assumed that was your uniform.
Yeah, I thought it was peppermint patty
stupid
Thursday.
Sweater wearing hippie weirdos.
Peppermint patty Thursday. I do look like peppermint patty. I think she's got flowers on her blue sweater. Oh my God. Okay.
We really knocked you down a peg, didn't it?
Yeah. It's the sweater.
Like, yeah, guys, see, I got two of the three. No, I don't. I look like a wet dog wearing a mushroom sweater. All right, rule number whatever.
Okay.
Moving on.
I can't visit the parlor.
Less about me.
All it takes is one person to know what chapter you're in and like to reach out to somebody and you can be in trouble the next day. Like, as far as our rules, we have just the longest COC in the entire universe, our code of conduct. The ones I usually get in trouble for are, like, disrespecting a sister, which is such a subjective thing and really makes our standards process kind of a joke.
Those
sometimes
are those stupid things where there's that the one thing that I always thought was stupid in fraternities and stuff. Part of the reason I didn't want to do that is that idiotic hierarchy of like, well, I'm a senior, so you must do my bidding. And oh, you disrespected me by looking away or what? Yeah. And you go, what?
And like, Kappa Delta, if you heard that too, exactly like what Hot Wings is talking about, that seniority where you have to be, if you're a younger classman or underclassman, you got to be nicer to the older students or sorority sisters. And if you're not in Kappa Delta, they tell you you're wearing bad shoes. So if you go out and you get too drunk or if you're mean to a sister or if your grades are bad or whatever, they'll be like, you're wearing bad shoes right now. And we're going to send you to standards, which this girl also mentioned. And I think she goes into it because standards is just it's just a bunch of students pretending to be judges and lawyers. And it is such a joke. And when I walked in, because I was taking the standards, me and the other two girls, I was like, this is not real. And that's when I got the boot.
So essentially what happens is you go to the standards meeting. There are six girls that like to play judge and they like to reiterate that you're innocent until proven guilty. But you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Exactly.
Is that my standards? Specify the issue or concern. Member had a video of her wearing her Sigma Kappa letters misspelled. The video seemed to put Sigma Kappa and Greek life in a negative light. And since coming here, I've changed in ways that I don't lie. Roll tide though. Did I lie? I didn't lie. I wasn't talking about Sigma Kappa or like the Greek life. I was saying that like the culture at Alabama is weird, and you know what? It is. So, die mad.
So die mad.
Die mad.
Man, I've been at this road that they're showing right now. I have driven down that road, and the first time I went to Alabama's campus, and we came in from that direction, I was just like, I can't
are those the houses?
Believe the money. Yeah, they're mansions.
I had a friend of mine from high school. Her daughter was, I think she was at Alabama, one of the SEC schools.
And UGA, any of those.
They
really
post photos, and I'm like, oh my God. It's like they all live at Aaron Spelling's house.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you go, because it really looks like that, and the donor money that goes into that.
Oh, yeah.
And into get, what like, is ultimately cooked. Kind of a pointless endeavor. You just go, this is bonkers to me. Mm-hmm. Like, why? There are hungry people, and this is where your money goes, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody spilling secrets? Anybody else texting in free beer? I feel like somebody's got to start.
Yes.
I'm not the only one spilling secrets about sororities, am I?
No, there's some. I went to the University of Alabama, and one of my favorite pastimes beyond winning football games and national championships was going to Squeal Day, which was the day all of the sororities, the new girls that had pledged, came running out of Bryant-Denny Stadium and ran to their houses while yelling.
Yep.
Squeal Day.
That is something.
Well,
I remember getting my roommate freshman year in trouble with his fraternity because he was obviously a freshman, lowest on the totem pole. Mm-hmm. So he was the one that had to do all the stupid things that they didn't want to do. So they would always call Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, like super late or early in the morning. Is Stewie there? Tell him to come pick us up at the bar. And the phone was right next to my bed. So it would wake me up every time.
Were you like, I'm not in your group?
I'd pick it up and be like, hello, Stewie there. Make Stewie, we're at whatever. Tell him to come pick us up. Yeah, okay, I'll get right on that and hang it up. And then at one point I just unplugged the phone He got in so much trouble for that.
Oh, man.
He's like, hey, man, you can't unplug the phone. Yes, I can.
Yeah, it's not my fault. I'm not in that dumb fraternity.
Yeah, I'm not in your little club.
My favorite thing about the fraternity and the only time that I was like hazing is hilarious was at Halloween when they would make them dress in costumes that were essentially just like working for the Halloween party. So one guy was a maid, but he had to stand next to the beer pong table, and anytime a splash happened, he had to clean it up. One guy had to dress up like a Christmas tree, so he was just plugged into the wall all night. So stuff like that, I was like, man, this is really funny. But then the other stuff you see where it's like kids are chugging milk and dying, I'm like, okay, don't do that.
Yeah.
But man, the way that they hazed at our school was, sober rides home, but also really damn funny stuff. And I used to think sororities would be a lot more fun if they picked on you like that.
Yeah, if it was just goofy, silly, fun stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But man, some of them take it so serious.
Yeah.
We did get someone who said, my father was a Mason and was pretty into it. And one day when I was a teenager, he came home shook, quit the Masons, and said, I am not talking about it again ever. Now that's the secret we need to know.
Get that guy's dad on the phone.